Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
It is Steve, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today, and today, special program, always special with Dr. Sherry Keffer, but always also special with Dr. Daniel Amen. Hi, guys.
Hey. It's great to be with you both.
Always good to have you, Sherry, and always great to have Dr. Amen and you together. You used to work together or something like that. I don't know.
We did.
But anyway.
I cut my teeth on understanding the brain under his tutelage. But, you know, my life has not been the same since then. I don't even see people the same way since I spent 5 years with you.
Yeah, you sort of look at them through their brain.
I do. And I'm always about helping their brains get better. And, I have people come to me with serious, serious issues. And the hope that you can give them by the brain that they have now is not the one they have to live with going forward. It does give people incredible hope because you can change your brain. That's what you've proven over and over.
Change the brain, heal your mind. I mean, people go after mind habits and they don't go after brain habits. But if the hardware is not working, the software will never take. And as a therapist, I love that you learned that. Get your brain right, your mind will follow.
It's very true.
A lot of times in our circles, people don't really think of the brain as an organ, and it's an organ, needs to be treated, needs to be looked at. And Dr. Amen's one of the pioneers, or the pioneer, and let's give that thing a look and doing the brain scan. We're going to talk about a lot of things here. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. I pulled out an old sheet of paper. It's the notes that I took when Dr. Amen shared with me I needed to do something about my brain. And here's what those notes said. Eating to think better rather than feel better, which is something that I had discovered because I used to eat to feel better. And so eating to think. So you're going to eat, you're thinking, boy, that's going to make me really sluggish, or that's going to make me really distracted or unorganized, whatever. But let's see, and typically with me, complex carbohydrates and protein, that's what does it. Second thing was, sugar is my enemy. CPAP is my friend. And I had a breathing machine, CPAP machine, wasn't using it. I've used it ever since. And then brain training app to daily train the brain, supplements, and then mold detox, which I ended up with having mold and got rid of that. And so those are the notes from my visit. And then here were the promised results: the high C's of a great brain, clarity, creativity, competency, and connection. How about that? Those four things, and they have come true, because as you can see, well, I'm so clear in every... No, it is amazing the improvement in the brain since all of that. So if you want some help, you call us right now, 1-800-229-3000. You can call about anything, but we love talking about brains when Dr. Amen is here. He's the author of this great book, Feel Better Fast, Make It Last. We're going to look at some things from that book. Going to talk to you. We'll be in the studio 2 hours, 1-800-229-3000. And I hope and pray that maybe you're not going to call, but you'll listen, and something that we say is going to make you have a better day and a better brain. That really is what it's all about. And before we go to the break, I want to remind everybody I am preaching this weekend. The title of the message, 12 Steps for Anyone. And that's at northviewchurch.us. You could watch it live Saturday, 5 Eastern Time, 9 and 11 Sunday Eastern. We'll be back after this.
Maybe you've seen something pop up on your husband's phone or a website on a computer, and you're just thinking something isn't quite right in my marriage, and you think it might have to do with sexual integrity issues. Well, you're not alone, and we have a place for you to come and connect with other women who have the same kinds of questions or who maybe already know the truth. Restore Workshop will educate you on the key issues and then connect you to a small group of women walking through this same difficult journey. Between main sessions and small groups, you walk in scared and alone and as strangers, and you leave having a support system that can help you see your way through this.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, July 19th to the 21st. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and we have Dr. Daniel Amen as our really good friend and guest colleague, Dr. Sherry Keffer, and our phone number today, as always, 1-800-229-3000. And Dr. Amen, in Feel Better Fast and Make It Last, on page 137, you talk about these four typical communication styles, and there are active styles and passive styles, constructive and destructive. So could we talk about that a little bit? Because when the brain's working, there really can be connection and communication, but it's not just the person that's working on their brain, it's the other person too. It has to all work together. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, brains work together. I'm working on this, and it's public knowledge, this series called Fixing Gary Busey's Brain. Mm. And Gary's one of my patients and friends, and he had a very severe motorcycle accident, mm-hmm. 1988, and crossed to the other side. And then he had cancer in his left sinus, and he was radiated for 6 weeks. That was actually, I think, the most damaging thing to him. So when I saw him, he was a nut. People know him as a nut. And they were having terrible marital problems. And as I'm working on his brain, their relationship's not getting better.
Yeah.
His wife's angry. She's upset. And he just easily gives you reasons for that. But then in the back of my head, I went, I always want to see both couples' brains. And when I scanned hers, she had a bike accident when she was six. She was hit by a car, thrown 20 feet. And until I balanced her brain, they didn't get better. And so it's really both people's brains that you need to work on. I know you've mm-hmm. seen this. But once you get the brain right, you still have to get how you communicate right. And then Feel Better Fast, Make It Last, I talk about four different types of communication. So there's active constructive, which is you're really involved in making a positive difference in this communication. Mm-hmm. There's constructive but passive, you know, nodding, smiling, encouraging, but not that many words. And then the thing that really hurts people is destructive.
Yeah.
And it can be destructive active. I remember I told my dad I wanted to be a psychiatrist, and he asked me why I didn't want to be a real doctor, why I wanted to be a nut doctor and hang out with nuts all day long. So that's active
destructive. And it can even go to rage, right? If you see people that are being raged at on a regular basis, that can be really destructive for both people.
Questions. And then they're sort of passive destructive. But I worked with this couple over the weekend, and I wrote out, because I saw them like 2 hours on Saturday, 2 hours on Sunday. And Saturday night, I'm just like, so how are they hurting each other? And so I call these communication killers. Mm. Blame. It's totally. Whenever, and we call them you statements, right?
Right.
When you're, you know, it's you this, you that, name calling, taunting, interrupting, kitchen sinking, which is somebody brings up one issue, and then you bring up 50 more.
Yeah.
Right? You bring up the whole past, overreacting, yelling, talking over, humiliating, criticizing, mind reading. You know, I tell my wife, who I adore, and we get along really well, but I'm like, please don't read my mind. I have enough trouble reading it myself. And then labeling, you know, you label her as selfish or him as cold.
Totally.
You know, all of those things. And so if we know what kills relationships, well, what helps? Responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
How can I? And responsibility doesn't ever mean it's your fault. It means it's your ability to respond in a positive way. So when my wife had cancer, someone asked her, well, how much responsibility are you going to take? And she's like, I've got cancer. And he's like, no, it's not about fault. How much ability to respond to this illness do you want? And she goes, I want 100%. I want 100% responsibility for my relationships, respect, attention, eye contact, not staring, listening, seek to understand before you react. Mm. And that is just so important.
Well, it really is. And, you know, everybody, like if you're communicating and you're actively destructive, you think the person that's passively destructive is really destructive. You don't see your own destruction and vice versa. But the cool thing is when we can see what we're doing and then accept responsibility from my side of the street. And, you know, it's one thing to be a brain warrior, which I hope I'm still in that category. But it's another thing just to be able to say, you know what, I'm doing some responsible things that's going to impact my life forever for good. And that's what we want to help everybody that's listening do, because we all do have a responsibility. It's a burden and it's an opportunity to make the right choice at the right time. And today's a great day to start something you've never done before. And we'll give you a few little things to talk about that might help you with that. But right now we're going to go to Sandy, who's calling us from Denver, Colorado. She listens on Sirius XM, channel 131 at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Hi, Sandy. Welcome to New Life.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're on with Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Steve Arterburn here. How could we help?
Hi. 9 years ago, my husband was in a very significant accident, suffered a pretty significant brain injury. We've been married 37 years as of now. We had been having issues. I asked him over and over again if there was another woman involved. He repeatedly told me no, no, no. After he was hurt, he started calling me by her name. I started investigating and found things from her in his file cabinet. And he was in, you know, he was in cognitive rehab for almost 2 years. So this was while he was still in rehab. I found out even later than that, that he had gone to a lawyer to file for divorce, but right before he got hit, I had a double mastectomy, and he was scheduled to serve papers, divorce papers to me 9 days after I had the double mastectomy.
Hmm.
He didn't serve me papers, and then he got hit 4 weeks later. He had the accident 4 weeks later. Anyway, I'm still caring for him, still with him. How do I get past all these trust issues when he can't answer any questions?
Mm. So first thing I'd do, this is Daniel, I'd scan him to go, okay, how much damage is there? Mm-hmm. How much can we get back so that he can be the best husband or ex-husband possible. So the physical stuff for him is so important. The chronic stress that you've been under is so important from the potential affair, from, you know, supporting someone who's really troubled, to the mastectomy. All of that stress has got to be doing a number on your brain, on your mind. And so getting everyone involved, you know, and that's often, I think, what Sherry and I see is there's often an identified patient. So in Gary Busey's case, Gary was clearly the identified person. But, you know, whenever one person suffers, everybody suffers.
Mm-hmm. And and in this case, Sandy, I'm hearing a couple of things. One is, your question is a good one. How can I get past the trust issues, right, when he can't answer questions? And the problem is I think sometimes when there's an injury, there are people that literally can't. But in this case, he went to an attorney. And
this was before he got
before.
Hurt.
So is he unable to answer any questions? Is he that limited? Because I think sometimes...
Yeah, pretty significant head injury.
So he's he is... you're caretaking him and he...
Right, temporal lobes,
Inability.
I'm a married widow.
Okay, wow.
And, you know, that happens a lot when you're married to someone who has a bad brain injury, who has a stroke that affects a large part of the brain, that has Alzheimer's disease or other forms of dementia. The chronic stress is so important that you take care of your brain and your mind. And a treatment both Sherry and I like a lot is called EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, just as a way to begin to take away the emotional charge from those deeply hurtful events. Because, you know, if you've had cancer, it means your immune system is vulnerable. And so you want to work on that stress so you end up not having a relapse of a cancer.
Let me ask this.
Okay.
So if he's so incapacitated that he can't answer questions, does that mean he's not driving? He's not out on his own?
No, he is not on his own, and no, he will not be able to get his driver's license back.
Okay. So
he
here's
would love
the thing.
To, but that's not a possibility.
All right. So see, to me, he's not free other than if he's online or something, which can be taken care of. You developing trust, in my mind, is less important than resolving the hurt, the pain, grieving not only what he stole from you in betrayal, now what you're left with to take care of the man that betrayed you. These seem like huge issues versus how can I ever trust again? I don't think you can trust that old guy. Sounds like to me this guy is no longer free.
You know how I have a woman in mind whose husband had betrayed her and she found it out, and then he had stage 4 cancer. And so as I worked with her over the long haul, she had two things that she had to deal with. One is the tragedy of the betrayal. And so we really had to work together on how to repair her heart from the hurt, from the betrayal, from the deception. Secondarily, the tragedy of the cancer and her as a caretaker. I mean, she had some real resentment over the fact that I am now taking care of this man who betrayed me, right? Yeah. There's some complexities to that. But as... you know, as we've been saying, you are the one we're talking to today. You are the one that I would have lay down on a gurney and have others tend to your heart, tend to your brain. You need to make yourself a priority right now because there's a lot of healing to do.
And we are so sad for you because you just were living life here. And it's like a double trauma. And if anybody, I think, could benefit from getting in with a trauma specialist, it would be you. I mean, I think you could really do that. But just as a way of saying, hey, we love you, we appreciate you, I'm going to send you this book, Feel Better Fast, and Make It Last. I hope that it will be a blessing to you. But again, my focus would be on how do we move to this amazing place called acceptance. And on this side of acceptance, there's grieving, there's anger, there's sometimes depression, working through the emotions to where you're able to come out on the other side and say, this is my reality. I accept the challenge. What a gift that is to yourself.
And hey, Steve, can we send her a copy of my book, Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal? Because that's something she can really work on in her own life with her own therapist to help heal her heart.
Coming her way. All right, you're listening to New Life Live. Dr. Daniel Amen is with us here. By the way, today, gift of any amount. Any amount. Of course, it'll be double because we have a matching fund. I'll send you a copy of his wonderful book, Stones of Remembrance. Great direction on what to memorize, scriptures that can meet specific needs, specific problems coming your way. Gift of any amount at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back with more of New Life Live. Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer, and Steve Arterburn. So glad you're with us today. We love you. We care about you. We care about your brain.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, 1-800-229-3000. We're going to be around here for another hour and a half with Dr. Amen. And, of course, I think I might have told this story before. I don't know. But I was sitting next to this wonderful, remarkable woman, Lila Rose. And Live Action is her website. She's an amazing pro-life advocate. And she started an organization at age 15 and has millions and millions of followers now. But she was reading a book, and I asked her, could I take a picture of that? And it was on her iPad, and we were just sitting on a plane next to each other. And I'd never met her, and she asked, why would you want to take a picture of what I'm reading? I said, well, that's me right there.
No way. Are you kidding?
No, it was Dr. Amen's book, and he put me in, you know, when he did the revision of Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, I'm in there, chapter 19. And so she's reading, and so I said, Yeah, you're not going to believe this, but that's me. And so what are the chances, you know, of she's reading, I'm there, I take a picture, and so I sent it to Dr. Amen. And she was interested in all that he did, and so I was able to tell her that I had worked with him and all, and she was able to see why I was so engaged and fantastic to be around, because my brain... No, I'm kidding. But anyway, we had a great conversation, and you guys are doing a podcast together now. Is that right, Dr. Raymond?
Well, Tana and I, my wife and I, do the Brain Warriors Way podcast. It's just about to go over 5 million downloads.
Oh, my goodness.
And tomorrow we're going to interview Lila Rose. We're so excited about the connection. Mm-hmm. And, you know, since she's dealing with pro-life, we talk a lot about, well, how to get your body ready for baby's brain. And very few people think about
that's
it.
So
but you
true.
Should be thinking about that 6 months, a year, probably sure. 10 years before you have babies, that you want to put the baby's brain in a healing environment so the baby doesn't drive you crazy.
It's yeah. so true.
So good to hear that concept, and a lot of people don't. Let's take another call. Linda, Reading, Pennsylvania, WBYN is the station. Hi there. How are you?
Hello. Yeah. I caught the tail end of your opening statement about having mold. I didn't know if you said you had mold toxicity or mold exposure.
Yes, when I went to see Dr. Okay, let me just tell you what that. When I went to see Dr. Amen, there were certain symptoms that came up, and he and the physician, other physician he works with, asked, "Have you been exposed to mold?" And I said, "Well, actually, I have." Mm-hmm. And so I did the test, and sure enough, I had some really bad stuff there, and I went through a detox program to get rid of that.
And that's why I'm calling. I was recently diagnosed with mold toxicity, and I am now trying to detox from it, but my body isn't cooperating.
Hmm.
I am being treated at the Cleveland Clinic, and the doctor that I'm seeing spent a lot of time talking with me about not only the physical symptoms, but also the emotional things that I may have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. What are those emotional things he's talking about?
I had a lot of trauma as a child, and I did not. I stuffed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still in my body.
Hmm.
And the doctor told me that the way it went in is the way it's going to come out. So I'm crying almost daily.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to say that my marriage, through all of this, God has been doing amazing things. My husband and I were not in a good place prior to this happening, but God is teaching us how to love each other.
Do you have a question for Dr. Amen then that we could help you with?
Yes. My biggest symptom physically is neurological. My brain is not... I'm dizzy and I have vertigo and my brain isn't functioning well. And I'm not able to find anything to say that that's a normal symptom of mold exposure.
What do you think, Dr.
And I was just...
So absolutely it is. You know, mold can damage your whole brain. And I'm a psychiatrist, so why the heck do I care about mold? When I first started looking at scans, I had this one patient who I just dearly loved, and her brain looked awful. And I'm like, why does your brain look so awful? And she was anxious. She wasn't sleeping. Her marriage was in trouble. And it wasn't until we discovered the mold and rehabilitated it. So when we come back from the break, well, actually, we should talk, Steve, about how to rehabilitate mold exposure, because it applies to you, but it also applies to Linda and probably a lot of people listening.
Thank you.
You hold on, Linda. We'll deal with that. You're listening to New Life Live this Friday. Talk about clearing up your brain. If your brain is full of inappropriate images, pornography, lust, other women, guys, go get that fixed. It could change everything. Every man's battle. This Friday, Washington, D.C. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Daniel Amen, he is, I mean, you've seen him on, surely if you've watched any PBS, you've seen one of his 12 specials. He's a New York Times best-selling author, over 10 times over. Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, the latest one, Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. He's just he is a brain changer and a game changer for many people in life. And right now, we're talking about an issue related to the brain with Linda, and she's got this mold toxicity. And Dr. Amen, you said when we come back from the break, let's talk about the rehabilitation of the brain that has been impacted by mold toxicity.
One of the most common causes of anxiety, depression, insomnia.
Memory issues,
dementia. And, you know, I see it on scans. But if you live in a moldy home, in a home that's had a flood, in an office that's had a flood, it's so common. When I saw Katrina happen, I'm like, oh, my goodness, there are going to be states full of people who are really going to struggle. So any form of water damage can do it. And how you rehabilitate it is the first thing you do is you stop the exposure. So you need to have your home or your office rehabilitated by people who are experts, and then have it checked after it was rehabilitated. I have a whole story about my dad and how severe that was for him. And then what you do is you support the 4 organs of detoxification. So stop the exposure and then support your kidneys by drinking more water. Support your gut by eating more fiber. Support your liver by ending alcohol. Alcohol is not a health food. It's not a benefit. It actually increases the risk of 7 different kinds of cancers and makes you say stupid things to your wife. It's a bad thing. And it hurts your liver, so you have trouble detoxifying your body. And actually, one of the most important things is sweating, because your skin is the largest organ on your body, and sweating can be so helpful either with exercise or by taking saunas. And there's actually a fascinating study out of Finland where people who had took the most saunas actually had a dramatically lower risk of Alzheimer's disease. And there's a brand new study in a psychiatric journal. One session of an infrared sauna was found to be an effective treatment for depression. And so work on your detoxification pathways. Not only detox the bad thoughts you have. And Linda, I love your story. The trauma when you were young set up increased cortisol, so your stress hormones went up, which decreased your immunity, which actually makes you at greater risk. But I don't think – I heard one thought you said, and I think I'd challenge this thought, that in order for you to be well, you're going to have to relive and suffer through all of that. That's never how I think about it with my patients. I mean, yes, it's important to sort of clean out the closet, but that's why Sherry and I like EMDR. It's fairly quick. It's like, let's go through this quickly and really not see yourself as a victim, but see yourself as a survivor. Okay. And what are the lessons you've learned to be able to survive so you can thrive in your marriage rather than you feel like you're a victim?
Let me just say one thing real quick, Sherry.
Okay.
Because all of us are different, and there are some people that might need to, for whatever reason, experience all that pain again. But there are other people that they really have, through a lot of different things, resolved much of it. We're all different. But I'll tell you this. I think even though we're all different, I think anybody can benefit from doing work on the trauma, whatever it has been.
And I would agree. I would say there's an order to it, though, right? When somebody comes in, like you, Linda, and they're dealing with just some cognitive issues because of the mold, the first thing I do is I go, we've got to help your brain get in better shape before we do your trauma work. And I think doing both of it at the same time is going to be more overwhelming to you. So I would say, you know, really continue to work on your brain rehab first, knowing that you're going to get to that. Promise yourself, I'll get to that. I can unpackage that in 9 months, 10 months, 12 months, whatever, when you start feeling like your brain's coming back online. Because, you know, I think about
that. Right. It's just so hard to deal with the overwhelming emotions.
You can't.
When your computer can't process it.
There you go.
And my book, Steve, would you send her Memory Rescue? Actually a whole section on mold and detoxification and what are good supplements. But you don't want to just do that. You want to do everything you can to support your brain, because then the good work you're doing psychologically will go faster, be easier.
You know, it is a gift to be able to build your memory, retain your memory, do whatever it takes, because the sadness of Alzheimer's, I mean, we see that. It's huge. But, you know, you cannot have that, but still you're losing your ability to recall or to have a sharp brain that recalls quickly. And Memory Rescue is one of those great books that helps you get it back, keep it, preserve it, and build it. It's coming your way. I'm so glad you called. And you know what? It doesn't hurt anybody to go down to the drugstore and get that mold kit. There's a kit you can use to determine, do I have a mold problem? Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio. His grin is actually quite large, because little Jacob Edward Sonnenberg,
yes,
his new grandson, was born last evening.
Congratulations.
That's pretty special.
And how much did he weigh in at?
Yeah, he was 7'5", and he's 20 and a half inches long, and mom and baby and daddy are doing great.
That's awesome.
Well, give him our best, and I know you and Rhonda just have to be so thrilled. You're a great dad. I can only imagine what you'd be as a granddad. And man, that is just awesome. We celebrate
thank you very much.
And so, in honor of little Jacob Edward Sonnenberg, who is 7'5", a gift of $7,500 will be matched, or $7.50, $75.
Steve, you disappoint me. You disappoint me. He's 20 and a half inches long. Let's go.
Okay.
With
we'll get that matching fund done. Anyway, what do you want to share with us, new grandpappy?
Well, I mean, the matching gift, obviously. But I want to explain repeatedly why you might want to consider giving the new life. And I want to tell you a quick story. I call donors and say thank you quite a bit. Spend my days talking to people, meeting them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a couple. They had given a gift. I called, said thank you, talked to the wife. And she, you know, we talk and ask if they have prayer requests. She says, yes, I have four adult kids. And trying to make this short, she said three of the four are drug addicts.
Mm. Wow.
And one died of an overdose. One of my sons, who wasn't a drug addict, died of a heart attack. This is all in a six-month period
so
here.
So sad. Oh, my goodness.
Another drug addict, the son, they're estranged from. And the daughter, who was a drug addict, was found sobriety for 12 years and then relapsed. Lost everything, including custody of her four-year-old daughter, which these grandparents now have custody of. But this lady had such a beautiful spirit, and she was so grateful for New Life. She said, I went to healing as a choice years ago. I know about boundaries, and I know what to do, and I knew who to call. And you are the reason that you've helped our family, even though it's a mess. You have helped us retain our sanity. So a week later, she called me and said, my husband just heard about that matching gift, and we've got to be a part of that. And they made a nice gift to the matching fund. So if you can believe in, you know, a ministry that reaches down and where the rubber meets the road, where hurt is happening, where pain is real, that we do things that sets the stage and encourages God's Holy Spirit to come in and move in your lives. That's what you're supporting. So if you can make a gift, $5 is 10, 20 is 40, you know, 5,000 is 10,000, whatever you can give, it will be doubled. We've got a 137,900 remaining on the match. Steve, I've had calls recently from three people, and those three people fulfill what they called about. $46,000 will be coming in the next week or so.
Oh, that's so good.
So we just need to keep this going. We've got until the end of this month to meet that deadline.
Right, so you call us real quick, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Yeah, I have a gift really quickly for the donor with a daughter that relapsed. We now have Dr. Amen, who's a regular part of our show, and I would love that mom to have her daughter come in and get a SPECT scan. Because do you know how many people who are addicts never treat the brain underneath the addiction? Mm-hmm.
And there are all sorts of reasons that people are addicts that no one knows about.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just wanted to give her a shout out, you know, just as we have more for her here at New Life than we've ever had with you being a part of us. But there's help for her, and to get rehabbed and to have a better brain so she doesn't go back.
So she
to
has
drinking.
Better decisions.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful,
anyway.
Sherry. Yeah. Anybody, your gift will be matched. I will send you, you can either get a copy of Dr. John Townsend's book, People Fuel, or I'll send you Dr. Amen's book, Stones of Remembrance. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here. Dr. Daniel Amen is our guest. We love him being here. Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. That's his latest book. He's got a podcast. He's on PBS. There's so many things he has. And there is a website. If you could not afford a scan, there's a website that you have that, you know, it's the next best thing. What is that? Where could they go for that, Dr. Amen?
So they can find out about the clinics at amenclinics.com. So Amen, like the last word in a prayer, clinics.com. Yeah. Imagine growing up with that last name. but we have this really cool free test that you can take called Brain Health Assessment. It'll tell you which of the 16 brain types you have, how healthy your brain is. Brainhealthassessment.com.
Okay, brainhealthassessment.com. All right. If you're on the line, please hold on. We'd love to get to you. My final caller on this program is going to be Lynn from Marin County, KFAX, great station she listens to. Hi, Lynn. How you doing?
Fine.
How could we help?
Well, I don't want to go into a lot of my past because that's just going to waste time.
But yeah, we don't have a lot of time.
To begin with, I'm a senior, and about 3 years ago, and this was a family member that did this, had to sell my mother's home, went to him. He was a power of attorney and conservator, and he knows my health, and he, well, pulled quite a fast one on me, so the house would have to be sold, knowing he was throwing me out to be homeless, and he knows my health problems. But what happened to me, I've been through a lot in my life. This is the first thing that has happened to me that I keep getting flashbacks, and it's been 3 years of being out in the street, riding buses, and I don't fit the appearance of a homeless person, so they would come after me, and it was horrifying what I went through before I got a senior apartment, which now I'm happy to have that I was given a place, but I'm in a place that I don't want to be in, and I can't do anything about it. I have to stay here, and this person,
so tell us, ask us the question so that we can help you. What's the question for Dr. Amen?
Well, this unforgiveness, I guess it's borderlining on hatred for the person, and I've tried to forgive them. I, you know, was raised in a Christian home. I am a Christian, and unforgiveness that is so severe, I know I can't do. Plus, what you've been talking about, I know stress like this, and I have injuries that I'm in a lot of pain all the time, which being homeless made it worse, much worse. It's on the level of now I need surgery on my back.
So let's talk about it before time gets away from us.
The chronic stress
of the negative thoughts is poisoning you. You know, God will take care of him. What you need to take care of is you. And holding on to that hurt is going to poison your immune system and make you vulnerable to getting sick. There, and in the book I talk, and Feel Better Fast, Make It Last, I talk about how important grace and forgiveness are, not for the other person, but for you. And there's a method that I really love that was developed at Virginia Commonwealth University, and it's very effective, and it's called the REACH method of forgiveness. The R stands for recall what happens, and it's really clear in your head what happened. But I want you to recall it, actually write it down. And the E is empathy. Get inside the head of the other person and ask yourself why that happened. You know, whether it's right or wrong, it's like from his standpoint, what was going on? The A, and this is the hard one, but it's so important. It's altruistically give the gift of forgiveness. So recall what happened, empathize with the other person, altruistically give the gift of forgiveness. The C is commit to it, tell someone about it, and then rather than hold on to the hurt, which is just circling in your head and damaging you, you want to hold on to the forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So go through that process. It's been so helpful for so many of my patients. And then you want to make sure you're taking care of your brain, because it's easier to get the REACH program to work when your brain is healthier.
You know, I also think a little symbolic burial of something. You know, you have this bitterness and anger buried in your heart. So you take an old rusty nail or something and you go bury that. And every time that pain comes up, you say, wait a second, I buried that. It's not in me. I'm not going to let that rule my life. Sherry, you have a thought about
this? I have one thought. So if I was working with you, Lynn, the first thing I would say is that was a trauma event, extraordinaire. And so probably what negative belief one of them has been wired in is I'm powerless. I'm helpless. The opposite of that is I now have choices. The reason I think that's one of them is because you said I'm a place that I am living in, but I can't do anything about it. So that tells me right there you're still feeling that powerless helplessness. And I would use my EMDR with you. It's not mine. It's a tool. It's called eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. And we'd go in and you'd cry about that event and you'd get angry about it. And within a handful of sessions, you'd be out the other side. You'd be able to lay that baby down. So if you try what Dr. Amen did and work hard at it, try what Steve did, work hard at it. If you're still stuck, then you need to have some help from an EMDRIA.org therapist who can get you hooked into healing.
Yeah, so just to reinforce that.
Well, there was one thing I didn't tell you makes it more difficult. This person is my son.
Okay.
And to love him and hate him at the same time
is horrible.
I think that's what's causing me so much
so
pain.
Sad.
Totally get it. But you know what? In my office, you could do that. You can love him and hate him, and he wouldn't even know about it. We would just help your heart heal, right?
I am just out of time. I'm going to send her Feel Better Fast, Make It Last. If she holds on, I'm also going to see if we can find a resource for her to work through this in someone's office. And I'm really glad that she called. Everybody, we always love it when Dr. Amen is on. If you want to join him, we're going to do another program right after this. We'll tape it. It's 1-800-229-3000. Some of you might think I have a weird brain, but I have to tell you, it's functioning better than it would if Dr. Amen hadn't come in and helped me greatly. And so I'm so, so thankful to him. You can benefit. If you want to order this book, Feel Better Fast and Make It Last, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We also have Memory Rescue and Stones of Remembrance. Look, we're powerless over certain things. We can't change other people's stuff. We're not helpless, and we're not without choices. And the choice to preserve the brain is one amazing, responsible choice. And the upside, it lasts forever. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need help for anything. Please, guys, this weekend, every man's battle. Please join us. Get it taken care of. Don't let it destroy every bit of your life. You can do this. Other men, thousands of men have come and been victorious over the lust that's destroying their life. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is also the place to call if you can support this ministry. It's all about transformation, redemptive relationship, and God's truth. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.